This is your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. This week, we're checking in on how 5G technology will change our lives in ways we never dreamed. Today, how it'll revolutionize the sports betting business. First, let's check some headlines. Apple released a new 16-inch MacBook Pro on Wednesday. In addition to a larger battery, improved speakers, more memory, and better storage options, the laptop brings back the so-called scissor mechanism keyboard. The scissor keyboard has more padding under the keys than the previous much-griped-about butterfly keyboard, which was introduced in 2015 to make laptops thinner. Now, Apple says the purchasers of the new MacBook Pro won't be eligible for the extended keyboard repair program that was available to buyers of butterfly keyboard MacBooks. Yahoo Japan and the Japanese chat app Line, those are two of the country's internet leaders, are in merger talks that could expand SoftBank's empire. SoftBank effectively controls Yahoo Japan. A merger between the two would push SoftBank deeper into the internet advertising and payments space. A person involved in the talks said that SoftBank ultimately hopes to gain control of Line, which has 82 million monthly users in Japan. And Disney is celebrating. Despite a bunch of technical glitches on its first day, the Walt Disney Company says that 10 million people signed up for its flagship streaming service, Disney Plus. That was more than expected. But it's unclear how much each of those customers is worth to Disney. One of the company's most popular subscription promotions was a 3-year deal for about $140. Now, if you're doing the math, that's less than $4 a month. And Disney still has a long way to go to catch up to rival Netflix, which has about 61 million U.S. subscribers and another 98 million overseas. So far, Disney Plus is only available in the U.S., Canada, and the Netherlands, but it has plans to expand to foreign markets in the coming months. The company has told investors it expects Disney Plus to have between 60 and 90 million subscribers by the end of fiscal year 2024, at which time it expects to be profitable. In 2018, the Supreme Court opened the door for sports betting to become legal in the U.S. when it struck down a ban on those types of wagers and let states set their own rules. It's an industry that's expected to grow over the next few years, and it could be powered by 5G technology. The journal's Sam Westren caught up with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krauss to find out more.
So, Sarah, let's back up. Can you describe, for the non-sports people, how in-play betting works and what that has to do with high-speed 5G networks?
Sure. So there's two things happening at the same time. One is that mobile sports betting and sports betting in general has only just become legal in the U.S. in the last, you know, sort of year and a half-ish. At the same time, you have carriers, that wireless carriers, that are building out stadiums and arenas you know, with 5G connectivity, it's only in a select number of cities and, you know, select locations so far. But you have these sort of two fledgling things happening at the same time. And when you combine those two things, what it opens the door to is more sort of real-time betting on what's happening within a game. So instead of betting on who's going to win or, you know, like what the point difference is going to be in the game, you can bet on who's going to throw the next pass or who's going to score the next goal. And every incremental motion within the game becomes something that can be wagered upon because you have this ultra-fast connectivity.
So who stands to benefit from this new type of betting?
So there's a number of different types of companies that can benefit. And the reason for that is, again, because it's both the sort of early days of mobile sports betting period in the U.S., but also because it's the early days of 5G. So the potential companies that stand to benefit are anything from, you know, like the William Hills of the world, which are, you know, sports book runners, you know, to sports teams who then now have a sports book on their premises, to a payment company or financial services company that's settling up the bets, to potentially the wireless carriers who are, you know, connecting more customers and getting more incremental revenue because they offer these faster speeds, or even like fantasy sports leagues where you can now sort of add a betting component to what was previously just, you know, sort of pure, you know, sort of fantasy type entertainment with your friends. Now you can sort of put money on the line. And why that matters, you know, to some larger businesses like AT&T that is not only a wireless carrier, but also owns media content, you start to have an intersection between their core capability of offering connectivity and what they're offering to fans. And nothing sort of deepens a fan's engagement, as their CEO said, than having actual money on the line in the outcome.
So how, you've mentioned a few companies there, how are these companies positioning themselves to start taking advantage of those new revenue streams?
So some of what you've seen are partnerships between casino franchises and media company owners. So Verizon Media Group did a partnership with MGM where they're sort of bringing together what MGM can do in terms of mobile betting with what Verizon has in terms of Yahoo Sports. So Verizon owns Yahoo Sports. They provide sports news and fantasy sports leagues and that kind of thing. And you can start to bring together, you know, either watching the game or, you know, keeping track of your fantasy players with the ability to bet on certain outcomes. So, again, that's where you get the incremental, you know, first sort of betting on the game itself and then on individual players and then maybe, you know, over time, actual in-game activity.
And on that potential for in-play betting, isn't there already a lot of data collected in real time about players in games?
There is. So already, like, the NFL partners with a technology company that puts chips on players' uniforms and balls, and that sort of, you know, can track speed or proximity to other players. And so far, that's mostly been used for performance improvement within the team itself. The question becomes, is there a future of that type of data collection or even biometric data collection that could start to be fused into these sports betting platforms or even into the sort of AI and models that underpin and create odds and, like, start to predict certain outcomes that then, you know, sort of start to set the wager.
But say you're just in the stadium to watch and cheer on your team. Isn't there a concern that this sort of super connectivity could interfere with the fans' enjoyment of the game?
I guess it depends on how much of a purist you are. So, you know, for some fans, you can just sit there and watch the game and you don't have to look at your phone. But I would say that stadiums are a big focus for build out for wireless carriers, because the second you walk in the stadium, you want to get the post for Instagram. You want to text your family. You want to tell your friends what's going on. And a big sort of competitive struggle between the carriers is to make sure that their customers have good connectivity, because if they look over at their neighbor with a different carrier and that person has better service, it's like, oh, well, my carrier is terrible. So actually, like, having that full connectivity and making sure that people are online with the latest and greatest is a priority for a lot of the big carriers here, you know, and sort of choose your own adventure in terms of how much you want to do. If you want to watch one game there and then stream another on your phone while betting on another, that's something that in theory you could do with 5G. But again, it's all very early days.
And that's the Journal's Sam Westren with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krauss. And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.